May I have your attention, please?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready, ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
I guess it had to be.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning.
We're talking about history.
Yep, which we'll learn a lot of coming up at 6:45 with Doug and birthdays and on this day in history.
Somebody's playing jokes on us in the copy machine.
Yeah.
Bunch of jerks.
Sorry, it's really warm in here. I can't focus.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Well, it was hot in there.
Sometimes when it gets too hot, you just can't perform. Am I right, LeBron? Whoa!
Oh, no. Tell me what happened. Oh, tell me about that sports time.
NBA Finals Game 1. Last night, and the air conditioner was broken in the arena.
What?
So the fans in the crowd were seriously like, everybody had big old fans, and they're just sitting there, and they're talking.
Man.
And then it was like, Heat Watch 2014, and we're not talking about the team on the court, because the Heat were taking on the Spurs. It was above 90 degrees
in the
arena.
Were we just watching people just fall out?
Dude, LeBron James, he goes in the fourth quarter, and he's going up, and he hits this layup, and he's like, okay, and then all of a sudden he just, and his body just cramped, and they had to carry him off the...
Okay.
But then everybody was giving him crap because Michael Jordan had a fever of over 100 degrees once, and he finished the game.
Boom.
And he won that game.
Boom.
And you lost that game.
Boom.
LeBron!
Don't tell me that
Sports!
LeBron's better than Michael Jordan. Number one, I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
And number two, he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So game one last night, the Spurs lost. I mean, Spurs won. Heat lost.
Spurs won.
Spurs beat the Heat.
Oh, Texas friends are excited.
Yeah.
So, Texas friends.
Only Texas friends. And Jared. And Peter. They're all Spurs fans. Blah.
Oh.
Blah.
Jared so, who?
Jared Murphy. Smurf.
Oh, yes.
Drummer.
The Smurf man. Smurf monk.
Speaking of, not even speaking of, because you said Smurf man and I thought of Soundgarden for some reason. Smurf man.
Shmeow.
They played on Jimmy Fallon.
They did.
Yeah, they rocked Spoon Man.
How
for
was
the 20th
that?
Anniversary. Okay.
It was great in the 90s.
Dude, Kim Thayil, lead guitarist, amazing. Musically, it sounded amazing, but there were times where I was surprised. Chris Cornell, to me, normally, he's been spot on.
Yeah.
His vocals weren't spot on.
When
20th anniversary of Super Unknown.
Ooh, yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, that was stained.
Man.
Who needs to thank Chris Cornell for being around.
There you go.
Because then they became...
A lot of those bands have...
Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they all have, you know, those early 90s bands to thank.
Mm-hmm.
Because without them, they wouldn't even be there.
They wouldn't be there, man.
Those early 90s bands have all those 80s bands.
To thank, because they're like, we have to change music.
And the 80s bands were a reaction to all the bands in the late 70s.
Oh, man.
It's weird to think that that's how music goes.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, the big thing is, like, electronic.
Because they were like, we need to change this because it's all banjos
yeah.
and strings.
Which was a reaction to all the overproduced pop punk
yep.
that was in the early 2000s and the screaming stuff that
yeah.
got big for a minute.
Gosh.
It's crazy to think about all that.
Yeah. Because when we like something, we just want to enjoy it into the ground.
Which pop punk was the reaction to the watered down version of Nirvana that we kept getting.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Puddle of Mud, Nickelback, like all Creed,
Stained.
All of that
Creed.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Watered down versions of Pearl Jam and Nirvana mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were getting.
Yeah.
Blech.
Welcome to Friday and Team Awesome Morning Party. We got a great show today. I'm excited. Pay It Forward Friday, so we'll be talking about some really rad stories of people who paid it forward and how we can get involved in the community. We're also going to be hanging out with producer Doug this morning in a little bit.
Hey, Doug.
Birthday's at 6:45. You can get your birthday shout-out in if you know somebody with a birthday.
Birthday.
It's 6-6. It's June 6. Jog your memory. And then send us an email. studio@mystaticradio.com. You can get your birthday shout-out in... Breaking news right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
I engage a page, turn a burner state.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning!
On on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's time for breaking news. It's all out of order because somebody's been reading it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. A rare stamp will go on auction later this month and is expected to fetch between $10 and $20. No, $10 and $20 million!
Oh my gosh!
Making it, by size and weight, the most expensive item ever sold. A stamp!
What kind of stamp?
Just says a rare stamp. Doug, any more info on the stamp? Do we know? Let's see, let me look through here. Nope. If you find anything on that stamp, Doug, let us know.
Thanks, producer Doug.
Doug is the man. Doug is the man. He's got a bald head, but he still is the man. Hey! He tells me when he shaves his head and the air conditioner blows on him, makes him real happy.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's good. Yeah. Harvard has discovered in its library a 19th century book bound in actual human skin. We've already talked about this.
We did?
We talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah, Harvard, way to catch up.
Weird. They've known about it. It's loud. Two Denver police officers are in trouble after police had to be called when the officer's private swingers party ended badly.
Oh, man.
That's why they need to always be public. Nope. The NFL announced that it will not use Roman numerals for the Super Bowl in 2016.
That's right.
The league said that it liked the look and sound of Super Bowl 50 rather than Super Bowl L.
Right.
L reminding the NFL too much of lawsuit.
Right.
Or lame.
Yes.
Or Sterling.
Mm.
Oh, that was a stretch.
And next year would be L-I 51, so it'd just be closer to Ling Sterling.
Oh, it's going to get worse. He's basketball, but it still is bleeding over into football. According to a new study, it's a waste of time to work extra hard because nobody cares. Is this my stamp story? Let me tell you about this stamp, everybody. It's a stamp.
That's crazy.
A 158-year-old stamp is set to go under the hammer at Sotheby's, New York this month, where it's expected to fetch $20 million. It's a unique British Guiana 1856 one-cent stamp printed on a magenta surface-colored paper. It's currently on display at the exclusive auction house's London branch before going on sale in the USA on June 17th. Wow. So, it's billed as the world's most valuable stamp. The piece was first purchased either on or before April 4th, 1856. That's before Doc Brown went back. It was discovered by a 12-year-old schoolboy, Louis Vernon Vaughn, in 1873 as part of his uncle's stamp collection. It was sold later that year and turned up in Paris in 1878 before being passed on to Austrian nobleman Count Philippe Le Renotier von Ferret. That is the longest name I've ever read. A famous stamp collector. In 1922, the world's rarest stamp was sold for a record amount of $32,500. That was in 22.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It went under auction again before finally breaking a new record in 1980 when John E. DuPont paid $935,000 for it. The iconic talisman is now returning to the market, and Sotheby's predicts it will sell for anywhere between $10 and $20 million, the most expensive item ever sold for its size and weight.
Gosh!
That is worth more than its weight in gold.
Boom!
Interesting.
Yep.
Wow. A stamp. Who knew?
I didn't because I collected toys.
Stamps are lame. If you collect stamps, you are a lame person.
I have stamps.
Lame. You're Super Bowl L, man.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
But they were like Star Wars ones and Elvis ones and Universal Monsters.
Stamp.
I still have them.
I still have them.
And the Marvel ones, too.
I still have them.
And the DC ones.
A man kept driving from Arizona to Michigan, even though he knew that his passenger, his girlfriend, had died. That's a creepy car ride. What do you think the mixtape was like? What do you think the music mix was like?
I'm just dying in your arms tonight.
And then later, it was like, boom, 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 because this is Thriller. And then you go, Just checking. Doesn't work. He played the Walking Dead theme. He'd look over and go, huh?
What about Duran Duran? A View to a Kill. This is really
his offensive. Life is like the eventual end of Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car. It's like what really happened.
No.
I don't think that one's going to work.
Oh, how about that? This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye forever because she's dead.
She's dead. Oh, you know what he should have...
Okay, I can't... you've got to finish the story. He drove with his girlfriend across the country?
Yes.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Let me hear. Let me look. I don't have any more info on that either.
He's like, come on.
Or maybe
hey,
I do.
Come on.
I just can't find it.
It's like, come on. Hey, maybe this one will kickstart something.
Kickstart something, girl.
Maybe it'll...
Oh, my gosh. Did you see any more about it? Or is it just that quick blurb? Thank you. Flip the paper?
Yeah.
Flip the paper, he said. A Detroit man said love drove him to road cross across the country, road trip it, with his girlfriend's corpse in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
Ray Tomlinson arrived in Michigan Monday night after driving from Arizona with his 93-year-old mother and his girlfriend.
Whoa. His mom was in the car? Was she dead, too?
But the 31-year-old woman died during the trip. Determined not to leave her body alone in a hospital and convinced he had 48 hours to report the death, Tomlinson decided to keep on driving and get her home to Michigan. He told authorities, "I cared too much for her." Police have not determined her cause of death yet, but said it could have been a drug overdose because she was found with an empty bottle of oxycodone.
Okay. I can't comment.
Drugs.
I can't tell if this is like really awful or really sweet.
No,
it's
like, not
I
sweet.
I couldn't leave her.
Go to the hospital.
You can't leave her. She's gone.
Yeah, and you go to the nearest hospital and you stay with her.
But he had to get to Michigan. He had to work
for
the
what?
Next day.
No. Somebody died. You don't go to work when somebody close to you dies. Common sense.
Gosh, this is the worst story in the world.
The best thing to do in this situation, guys, if somebody dies with you and they're important to you, you don't want to leave their body behind, you go to the nearest hospital and you stay with the body.
That's the power of love.
That's all you do. It don't take money.
It does.
At the hospital.
Yeah, maybe.
But to get there, only a little bit of money. Sell a stamp, for crying out loud.
Gosh. Oh, thanks, Huey. All right.
At a zoo in Spain, a worker in a gorilla costume was mistakenly shot by the vet with a tranquilizer gun. The vet gorillas had escaped. I don't know. This is just repeating the story it had yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He was shot with the trank dart.
They were doing a drill.
Set up for a 400-pound gorilla.
They were doing a drill, and this one vet didn't know that the drill was going on, and some idiot's running around in a gorilla costume.
And Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is coming out, and he was like, "I'm ready." Yeah.
Everybody's on Amber Alert about that thing.
Shot him in the leg with a trink dart. Took him downtown.
A man illegally impersonating a cop was arrested after he pulled over a real plainclothes police detective.
How many times do we have to hear the story before?
Well, let me ask you this. Where do you think it happened?
Oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Of course.
This happens in Florida every week.
Dude, we get these stories and it's like, when are you going to learn that police officers don't just always run around in police cars? And why are you pulling over citizens anyways?
Power trip.
Ugh.
Power trip.
Gosh.
GM has fired 15 employees connected to the ignition switch scandal.
I don't even know what that scandal is.
I guess there was a big recall a few years ago.
Huh.
And there was a big investigation into it, and they found that there was a lot of negligence going on.
Wow.
It totally could have been avoided.
Avoided.
So everybody involved has been fired or penalized.
Yeah?
Yes. The mystery millionaire man behind the @hiddencash Twitter feed, who has been leaving loads of cash for people to find, has reportedly been identified as Jason Boozy. A few weeks ago, news broke that someone was planting money all over San Francisco. using their Twitter feed at HiddenCash to give the locations of the upcoming drops. The phenomenon soon spread to San Jose, California, Los Angeles, and Albuquerque, even to New York. The anonymous man said that he is just doing this as a social experiment for good, and he wants to give back. He has a friend who is helping him do the drops since it's a pretty big undertaking. But other than the fact that he made his millions in real estate, nobody really knew anything about him. Who is this mystery do-gooder? I don't know. However, someone's been listening to real estate podcasts and thinks the guy who does them, Jason Boozy, is the same guy's voice heard in interviews about the cash. Boozy once ran CashTomato.com, a video website that was similar to YouTube, that gave away cash prizes every week, and even gave money to people who simply signed up for the site. He also hid tomatoes all over San Francisco and New York that people would have to find in exchange for money. But it caused people to riot and was eventually shut down. Because there's nothing that makes you want to riot like a hidden tomato that'll get you cash. Planting the seeds of doubt.
Oh!
A Detroit man... Oh, wait. That's my boy that rode with his date. Man, it's kind of hard to believe. Why would you just not stop? What makes you keep going in that situation? Drugs! He was probably on them too. A Florida judge accused of punching an assistant public defender. Oh! We heard about this yesterday. The attorney and the judge that went outside and got in a fight.
Yeah.
After telling him to stop pissing me off, is stepping down temporarily for anger management counseling. Video footage shows Brevard County Judge John Murphy challenging lawyer Andrew Weinstock to join him outside the courtroom to settle a dispute over the scheduling of a trial date. Judge Murphy said, if you want to fight, let's go out back and I'll just beat your... Where's my bleep?
Oh, man.
I'll just beat your...
Wait!
No, that's not the word. I'll just beat your... Oh, bad word. Beep.
Gosh.
The judge became angry because the lawyer refused to waive his...
Oh,
there it is.
Sorry.
It's like an old Godzilla movie.
I can't get it to work when I want it to. Sorry.
If you want to fight, let's go out back and I'll just beat your...
No.
Now. I'm not going to move on until we do it right.
Sorry.
Beat your...
Beep.
Is it still not working?
It's not working.
That little machine.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. According to the lawyer, the judge grabbed him around the collar as soon as he walked into the hallway and began punching him in the head, and the lawyer just tried to stop the blows. Deputies came into the hallway and pulled the judge off the lawyer. Now the judge... Edit! Stop the... Ooh, Steve-O said a bad word.
Yeah, it works. I'm sorry.
He's agreed to seek anger management counseling.
That's good.
Did you remember what I talked about just then?
Yeah.
What was it about?
Yeah, it was the...
Repeat the story.
Lawyer and judge, and guy turned to the other one and he said, I'm going to beat your...
There it is.
Then they went outside.
There it is. Well
and then
done.
They fought, and one of them has to go to anger management.
I'm glad it works for you.
Yeah.
Give me that beep button over here. We'll see what happens every day. Starting June 9th, you can order something called the Quesarito off the Taco Bell menu.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
It's a burrito-quesadilla hybrid, meaning it's your basic burrito, but a grilled cheesy tortilla wrapped around it. Your face changed. Tell the people how you feel now.
Man, I can't wait to have explosive...
Quesarito!
That sounds awful.
Quesarito. I don't trust Taco Bell. I don't trust their new things. I don't care about it. And that's how I feel, Sarah!
You don't tell me how to feel, Sarah.
You don't tell me. You don't tell me. This is something that's never, ever, 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 ever gonna affect Albuquerque, but I want to read it anyway. Looking for ways to decrease your household budget and increase your property value? You've probably considered lots of indoor renovations. What about that humble front lawn and backyard? Experts say a tree is not only good for the environment... For providing sun-blocking shade to your home, it can also add between $1,000 and $10,000 to your home's value. A tree. It's an expensive tree.
Yeah.
Don't cut that one down.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I see your Pay It Forward Friday story, so we'll save that.
Mmm.
Woo! And Steve-O, this supports your lifestyle. A new study questions that long-held notion that skipping breakfast is inherently bad for your health.
Yes.
Or at least for your weight. Though earlier studies have found correlations between breakfast eating and better health outcomes, few studies have put it to the test in randomized clinical trial, the gold standard in scientific research. In the new study, dieters who ate breakfast lost no more weight than people who skipped breakfast. But keep in mind that the study only looked at weight outcomes, not any other aspect of health, like cardiovascular or metabolic health. So skipping breakfast may be okay for weight loss, but how it affects health overall is still up for grabs.
Ronnie Martin of, formerly of Joy Electric,
yeah,
and now he's a pastor.
Yeah,
he tweeted this morning that today is National Donut Day.
Ooh, it is, and
on
we,
days like today,
how are we going to celebrate?
I don't know.
I wish somebody would help us celebrate.
Oh, man. Is that a cue?
No, not yet. I got one more story, and okay, then we're going to do traffic.
All right.
Police in Georgia say a clothing recycling business had recently been experiencing thefts of clothing from its collection bin at a mall. To combat the thefts, the company manager concealed a GPS device inside a teddy bear.
Okay.
And placed it in a bag of clothing that was then tossed into the collection bin. Early Tuesday morning, the manager called police to report that the teddy bear was on the move. When police caught up the thief, they found him at another shopping center removing bags from a car and placing them in a donation bin. When they asked him about a bag still in his car, he claimed it came from his house. An officer removed the GPS device from the teddy bear and showed it to the man, at which time he confessed to stealing the clothing.
Gosh.
Time for traffic. What are you giggling at?
No, that's...
The teddy bear?
That's kind of ingenious now.
It is ingenious. What's the movie where they put the thing in the teddy bear and that's how they catch the criminal?
It was the nanny cam, right? Yep. It was the nanny cam.
What was that?
Wait, the nanny cam!
The nanny cam. Think about it. Oh, it's Kick Butt.
Was it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, because that's how they figured out it was blowing up in the... But the bad guys
used
it.
The nanny cam. Right. Yeah, okay.
Kick gotcha. Beep!
Yeah. Oh, where's the... It's not working. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Time for traffic.
Take your hand off the bleep button. I-25 in Paseo, road construction. That's the only thing to report.
Traffic brought to you by... What? Come on!
Yeah.
4001 Asuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus, phone number is 505-3336. Okay, I quit.
You're doing it to yourself.
Right.
You can overcome this, Steve-O.
I can.
You can beat this.
Oh, I can this.
You know what will help you get there?
What?
Doug.
Doug, help us! Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Hey,
Good
Doug.
Morning, Doug.
Hello, everybody.
Doug.
Hey.
How Something crazy's going on in here. We got the devil in the sound system bleeping us out.
Devil's in the sound booth.
I'm glad he's moved out of this room and into your guys'
room.
There
you go.
Thanks, Doug.
I sent him that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Today is June 6, 2014, day 157. There are 208 days remaining, and this morning we've got a new game coming too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A new game?
Yep.
No.
Let's switch it up after... This day in history. All right. First up this morning, from many horror movies.
Ooh. Freddy Krueger. Robert Englund.
Maybe.
No way!
Yep.
Is it Robert Englund's birthday?
Whoa! Man, I hate Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I hate them. They're weird.
Robert Englund.
Hate them. Hate those movies.
He played Freddy.
He did.
In Nightmare on Elm Street.
All of them.
Freddy's dead. Next Nightmare.
Until most recently. The remake.
Until, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of two people to play in 8 horror movies. Him and Pinhead.
Pinhead. Who is, what is it? Bradley. Noah Bradley. No, what is his name? Who plays Pinhead? It's Noah Bradley.
I never watched a Pinhead movie.
Really?
I don't like
Hellraiser.
I was not a big scary movie fan. I would get real scared. They were very effective.
Yeah. Okay. Robert Englund is 63.
Robert Englund today, 59.
He is 67 years old today.
Oh, man.
Getting on up.
Next up.
It's Saturday Night Live. Oh, Doug Bradley played Pinhead, huh?
Doug Bradley. Huh? What did you say?
I said something Bradley.
Yeah, you did. You know it. When you know it, you know it.
Starring Seth Meyers.
No.
Jimmy Fallon.
Kristen Wiig.
Kind of around Jimmy Fallon.
Tina Fey.
A little bit.
Amy Poehler.
A little bit earlier.
Adam Sandler.
Okay, probably in that time.
Tim Meadows.
Between. Keep going.
You have to do the SNL voice to guess.
He was also a sidekick on the MTV game show Remote Control.
I should know this. I thought it was Adam Sandler. No, it's Colin Quinn.
Colin Quinn. I like Colin Quinn.
Adam Sandler was on Ben Stiller.
Colonial Foot Soldier.
Colin Quinn today.
Colin.
53.
Colin. 57.
He is 55 years old today. America, I want you to get your ears ready for this next gem that's about to happen.
That. Oh, Doug.
Bam, bam.
Doug.
He used to be in Kid Rock's band.
Is this Uncle Cracker?
Cracker.
Yep. How you met me,
you don't know. Doug.
It's going to be in your heads all day.
46.
I knew. I woke up this morning with I'm only going to be with you, or I only want to be with you from Hootie and the Blowfish. And I said, there's no way to gauge how my day's going to go with this song. Could be really good or really horrible. And now I know.
Thankfully, I don't know the words to this song, so there's no way it's
you will if we listen to it any longer.
40? What did I say? I forgot what I said.
Cracker.
I think you said 43.
That's what I think.
41.
He is 40 years old today.
Dear. I'm glad I didn't get that one. That's the worst.
And the last birthday this morning because there's none. Yeah.
Let me see if I have any friends, and you can guess my friend's birthday.
Is it Michael Stipe's birthday?
No.
Oh, is it
an American actor?
Is it Jim Carrey's birthday?
No.
Oh.
But he was in
Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
Paul Giamatti.
I'm Delano.
Lady in the Water. That's our dear friend Jamie's favorite movie of all time, and there's a good reason for that.
Yep.
Because that movie's incredible.
It's good.
Paul Giamatti's an amazing actor. Yeah.
Andy Kaufman needs to be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
He does.
He does. And he needs to come back because he's not dead.
Yeah. Stop it right
now. Not dead. Not dead.
Oh,
not dead. Me and Steve Ryman talk about how Andy Kaufman's not dead and the moon landing didn't happen all the time.
Which is weird because his biopic is Man on the Moon. So they tie together.
It's all connected.
A man being on the moon,
Agents
Andy
of
Kaufman
Shield.
Dying. Did they really happen? I don't know, but they're in the same movie.
Tupac ain't dead either, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
Machiavelli, baby! Illuminati!
The phone lines are jammed.
I know, I just saw that.
Tell me, are you locked in the punch? Andy, are you goofing on him?
Paul Giamatti is 49 years old.
Are you losing touch? 53.
47 years old today.
Even a man on the moon.
Is it time for the new game?
No, it's time for dates.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, it is.
This day in what year U.S. President Andrew Jackson becomes the first president to ride a train?
And ride it. Come on, ride that train.
And ride it. I'm come twerking,
on,
Doug.
Come on, Andrew Garfield. And ride it.
Jackson.
Or Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Andrew
Jackson.
Garfield.
What
Andrew
year?
Jackson.
Trains. Presidents.
Yeah, come on. 1829.
That's
15. 1833.
Ah,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I was like,
okay.
Stay one year. The Young Men's Young Christian Man. Association is founded in London.
The YMCA and I'm Young sure Men's you Christian me. Association.
That's what it started out as.
Come on.
A good time.
Village people. No, okay.
It's fun to stay.
Founded in good old 1869.
1888.
1844.
Oh, man.
You guys are going to get this one.
No!
Super easy. And this day in what year? D-Day.
1944.
Yeah, he added it up earlier.
Yes.
70 years ago, today, we stormed the beach at Normandy, and we're like, screw you, Germany!
We're making the final push.
We're taking it back! Well, we're not taking it back. We're just pushing them back.
Push them back.
Dude, I will tell you right now, I remember being opening day at Saving Private Ryan, and when they stormed the beach at Normandy, it was like, I am a freaking American,
yeah,
and I understand what happened for me and my freedoms. Thank you, Spielberg, for making me realize that, because that was the craziest war scene I had ever seen in my life.
That movie was tough, man.
It was.
That I remember
there
reading
were people
stories.
Crying
yeah.
all around me.
I didn't see it opening day, but
oh,
I remember
man.
Reading stories about how veterans were seeing the film and they were just losing it.
Oh, it was
because it was so
yeah.
realistic.
We were with a friend of mine's dad who served not during World War II, but and just broke down. His father had served. Yeah, I mean, it was just like my grandfather served in World War II.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo!
70 years ago today.
Ken Burns The War. If you have Netflix, watch it.
Really?
It
okay.
is. Yeah. Amazing.
Man. The World Wars is happening right now on the History Channel. I haven't seen that show
oh!
yet. I really, really want to.
Dang.
I know.
That
I know.
Show looks so good.
No.
Yeah.
And the last date.
Yeah.
The last date.
Years ago.
Today.
Doug, we'll never have a last
on this
date.
Day. In what year the first internet connection was created?
Mmm. I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. Boom, boom. That's where I thought it was going. 1987.
1979.
1969.
Yeah, it's way older than we think.
Because
the government was using it and the army was using it.
Gosh.
Or the military, so.
And now we are on
Dang
to
it.
On what day, on this day in what year was this song the number one hit
oh,
in the country?
No!
And the first one.
Oof. On this day.
On this day in what year?
This was number
Get Back,
one.
Beatles, number one song in the country.
1964.
1972.
1969.
Oh, man. I like this game, Doug. It's a good new game, producer Doug.
This day in what year?
Ooh.
Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, 1973. Producer Doug, this is so good.
74.
1968, the year
oh.
before.
Jumping around, are
all right,
you?
All right, all right.
Unpredictable. Oh!
Oh! Oh! Snap!
Wait!
On this day, June 6th?
Okay.
1980.
1984.
Dang it, that's. I'll say 85.
85.
Ah! I was going to say 84.
Because
so
we were when we were driving to move here, we heard this, and it was a playlist. And I thought it was 83, but it might have been 84. And it had just entered the chart at, like, number
Dude.
40. It had just come in. He was like, a new band.
That's
he was like,
so
what?
Awesome.
Oh! Oh!
Still waiting.
You know what this is?
No.
You don't know what this is?
No, dude.
Come on.
They were like the only actual boy band of the 90s. And now they make their own beer.
I have no idea who
You'll
they
get
are.
It. You'll get it. Well, no.
Oh,
this
is this Hanson?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a double verse, so we won't get to the chorus yet.
Okay. Gosh, because you know... I don't
hey,
know. I don't know him.
Guess who learned drums from this band?
No way!
Seth Farmer.
You can't ruin those secrets. You can't unhear them. On this day in 1998. Oh, God. This was the number one song.
That's a really good guess.
I think it's, yeah.
97.
99.
Dang it!
Alright. Save the best for last.
Okay.
Funny thing about Hanson, their later music is incredible.
Oh my gosh.
I know what year this is, Doug.
Are you kidding me?
I can't guess.
Number one song?
I can't guess.
Why can't you guess?
We talked about this yesterday.
We talked about it yesterday
before it became a game.
Okay, hold on.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains?
No one can change your life except for you. Duh.
Okay, I had one of those little pocket things where you got like the one single. I had this. Okay, I was in. I want to say I was in.
This way inside. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Tell them, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Don't you know? Things will change.
It's
going away.
89. 1990.
You were right there. You were right there.
Dang it. I even did the math.
Go your way. Hold on for one more day.
All right. Today is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. It is also Drive-In Movie Day, Yo-Yo Day, Russian Language Day, Donut Day.
Yeah, donut. National Donut
sure
Day.
Sure do wish somebody would help us out with that.
Yeah, Bill already texted and said, oh, come on.
I know. Well, maybe Bill can't stand in the gap today.
Oh, man.
We need somebody to stand in
we
the
need
gap.
Need somebody to stand in the gap.
To stand in the
Bill.
The hole of the donut, if you will.
That's right.
Saturday is the Triple Crown.
Yes, it is.
California Chrome will try to win.
Oh.
Belmont.
Going for it.
Saturday is also Pencil Day, Drawing Day, National Trails Day, Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Sunday is World Oceans Day, Best Friends Day, and Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
Jelly-Filled Donut Day, Sunday!
I like it when Doug just crumbles.
I loved that game, Doug!
It's when you know it's over.
It is Pay It Forward Friday. We've got a story of tears and wonder and joy. We'd love to hear yours as well. Friday. We're just gonna
have
some
fun, baby.
I love it. I'm excited.
We love it.
Coming back, we got some Coldplay, some Sleepwave, and some Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Traffic from the pit of Hades. Fiery demon arms are gonna come out of the ground and swallow your car. Tremors.
Nothing's going on. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo. That's all. That's all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, North Carolina.
4001 Osuna Road here in Albuquerque. The number is 505-338-3669. Call Annie. Tell her you miss her voice on the overnights.
And she'll go, wow, those jerks fired
me. Steve-O fired me. He fired me.
I love going over there for coffee.
Yeah. When good morning, it's working. Anastasia!
Hi, Annie, it's Steve-O!
Thanks for firing me.
It is possible to hear that bright, happy voice get real sad and mean.
She gets so mad at me, I had nothing to do with any of it.
We've heard it.
And she wasn't fired, she still works here. She's so dumb. Hidden cash in him, I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. Here's the thing,
we're
guys.
We're trying to figure it out.
Here's the thing.
If you are local to the Albuquerque area, we have a riddle for you.
We've talked about this before. It started off in San Francisco, hidden cash. Twitter accounts popping up all over the nation. And there's one right here in Albuquerque, hidden cash in him. There's a new hint.
A new hint.
My name was once San Fran Xavier. My name is reminiscent of El Calle. Find me, and you're close to the drop. Hashtag hidden cash. Of course, so, Spanish being my first language, El Calle means the street.
The street. Okay, so my name was once San Fran...
Xavier.
Xavier. San Fran Xavier. My name is reminiscent of the street.
Yes.
Is there a San Fran Xavier street?
No.
Okay, is there a street that used to be called San Fran Xavier?
I don't know.
505-338-3700, Albuquerqueans. Help us. We're going to help you because we're stuck in this booth until 10 a.m. But somebody is dropping hidden cash
when y'all gonna
around Albuquerque.
Money. We're going to help y'all get...
How am I going to feed my kid?
We're going to help you.
Yeah, we are. San Francisco Xavier. St. Francis Church?
Okay.
Oh, it's on Broadway. There's a St. Francis Xavier Parish in Albuquerque.
Okay.
It's on Broadway. My name is reminiscent of the street.
There's a St. Francis. Okay,
there's
wait.
A St. Francis
I used
Xavier
to be called.
Parish. I used to be called.
So is there a church? Did that church move?
Ooh.
Did that church move? And where that church moved from. Because it used to be called San Francis Xavier or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did the church move? And what is in its place where it once stood? Is that called the name of the street where it's on, like what it's on?
I don't know.
And then that's where the cash is.
505-338-3700. We're going to help you guys. Of course, the people that are paying attention are probably not wanting to call in.
They're going,
because
oh!
They're going, I know where it is! I'm driving over there right now! A dude in Albuquerque has been dropping cash in our city. Hidden Cash NM. That's his Twitter. He says his name was once San Fran Xavier. My name is reminiscent of El Calle. Find me, and you're close to the drop.
That's what I think it is. That church probably moved.
Mm-hmm.
And where it once stood, there's something that's named after the street that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you're close to the drop.
We don't know. Dude, this is fun.
This is fun.
I like this. They've been doing this around the country, and I started following it this morning to see,
mm-hmm.
and it's been interesting so far. There's been a few drops already in the Albuquerque area, and people have found them. So... Gosh.
People are finding them. Why isn't everybody calling in to help us understand what's going on? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on, Doug?
I don't know. The drop happened. See, this guy is crazy. So the drop happens at 5,000. So apparently he's getting, this is a way to get followers because it's like, hey, check it out. Here's the hint.
Oh.
At 4,700 followers, I drop the hint. At 5,000 followers, I drop the cash.
Boom.
Why aren't we doing that? We should start.
We should drop the cash.
Static.
In my own pocket.
Can you play a song for me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you play Jimmy Eat World, Appreciation?
Heck yes, we can. Such a great
song.
Thanks for the call, man. There you go. Hidden Cash NM. We're gonna keep trying. We'll figure it out. We'll get there. Now, dude, this week for us has been a week of meetings.
Mm. We've had a ton of meetings, and we got another one today. What's with these meetings?
We're going downtown. It's an off-site meeting, which is at least a little fun, you know, because you get to be off campus, and you feel like you're going out and doing something cool. We're going to be at a TV studio, huh?
Yeah.
Should be fun. Meetings are the great all-time suck, at least according to this article. I found some statistics on meetings that happen in America. There are 25 million meetings per day in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. More than $37 billion per year is spent on unproductive meetings.
Okay.
15% of an organization's collective time is spent in meetings, a percentage that has increased every year since 2008. Middle managers spend 35% of their time in meetings. That's me! Upper managers spend 50% of their time in meetings. People spend up to 4 hours a week preparing for meetings.
Mm.
That's preparing for the meetings.
That's Maria.
Yeah, dude.
She was ready.
She was ready. That was a great meeting yesterday. All 4 hours of it. The top reasons for unproductive meetings. Multitasking, unengaged participants, a lack of planning, a lack of structure. So here's the question of the day, meetings.
Let's hear it.
What's your secret for getting through or getting out of meetings? Because meetings are taking up all of our time. We have meetings to plan future meetings at this point. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's actually a lot of really cool stuff happening in Static Radio's world right now. A lot of good stuff.
Lots of
it. We're really, really excited and looking forward to the future. So you got to keep it locked because, man, we've got some fun stuff coming up. And speaking of fun stuff, want to remind you guys, coming up Monday, July 14th, one of the raddest new artists around. Did you know that they just finished up a monstrous tour, Run River North?
Who?
I got a like yesterday on my Instagram photo for Run River North.
Yeah.
And it was one of the members of Run River North.
What'd he say?
And I was looking at, it was her.
Her?
And I was looking at her pictures, and it was like, oh, cool. They're just getting off the road with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my Goo Goo.
So they wrapped up a tour with the Goo Goo Dolls, and now they're doing a solo tour. They were finishing up their VH1 Buzz Week.
Nice.
They're blowing up.
And I don't want the world to see me.
Oh my gosh. Solid believers, rad people. I cannot wait to hang out with them. Monday, July 14th, Run River North is coming. I'm telling you right now, in the first day, this show outsold our prom that we
Boom.
Had tried to sell.
Which
for
means
months.
We sold 4 tickets.
Yeah, right.
Prom.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't want to be locked out of this show, it is a $5 show.
Yeah, you need to get on it.
And there are plenty of times where it's like, tickets are going fast, you need to get them. And that's not the case.
But this is legit.
We're telling you right now, honestly, you need to get your tickets if you're interested in seeing Run River North, because this show is $5. As I said, they just got off tour with the Goo Goo Dolls. They're blowing up. And tickets are selling really fast for this one. I'm really excited. I did something right, Tao! I did something
You did something great.
I'm really excited about this. So
everybody
please,
gets one.
Support us. It's a $5 ticket for an intimate evening with the Run River North. Gosh, I'm excited. Could be good!
Could be wonderful.
It's going to be fantastic.
What do you mean, could be?
Coming up, that Jimmy Eat World has promised right now some Colony House. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Hello.
So,
hey, it looks like, oh, okay, we're still loading. I was like, oh, it looks the same. But it's different. No, it's not. The only thing to report is the construction at I-25 in Paseo. If you are driving this morning, you're doing a fantastic job.
Yay,
so
you.
Keep it up.
Good job, you. Don't mess it up.
Don't change a thing. Don't screw this up for everybody. No pressure. People's lives are in your hands.
Traffic brought to you by a show this weekend.
What?
Yeah, Calvary Santa Fe. Sunday, June 8th, 7 p.m., Calvary Santa Fe.
Who is it?
Sarah Kelly.
Hey!
Sarah Kelly's going to be coming in concert. For tickets, details, calvarysantafe.org. Or give us a call right now. We're going to play a little game. We got tickets to give away for Sarah Kelly this Sunday night, 7 p.m.
You know you want to see her.
Calvary Santa Fe. Give us a call. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Got some trivia this morning. And you don't know the answer, and it's been amazing to hear you guess.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you the trivia question?
Yeah.
I set it off air.
Give it to the people.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700.
I think I might know it.
You won't be doing this till later this year, but the average household will buy or receive 6 of these.
Maybe I don't know it.
What am I? 505-338-3700.
Wrestling pay-per-views.
No. That's a good guess.
I know, Doug.
That was a good guess.
Contextually with Doug around.
UFC's in Albuquerque this weekend, you know.
Fight.
Static. Oh, why you gotta hang up on me? 505-338-3700. You won't be doing this till later. But the average household will buy or receive six of these this year. Static. Wow.
Steph.
What? It's SB.
Blimp.
Is that your answer? Blimp?
No, it's not SB.
Oh, wow, dude, that was nuts.
That was nuts.
You made yourself sound like SB.
Sounded like SB.
That was awful.
Yeah, it's a Jets game. Whenever me and my friends were a little younger, we used to think that was hilarious and do it to everybody.
Billy, 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 B.
That's a she bopping.
She bopping, scabble up a doob dap. Skilly, Billy, B.
You guys sound like the Scat Cat with Paula Abdul.
Opposites
attract. All right, Jets guy in Rio, you won't be doing this till later this year, but the average household will buy or receive six of these.
How much later in the year?
What?
He won't tell you. He won't.
I'm not gonna tell you that.
Blah. I have no idea, so I am going to say candy canes.
Candy canes! That's a really good guess! No, it's not.
Boo.
All right,
hey,
thanks.
Can I get a song request? Oh,
yes, you can.
Right on. Let's go with some Waverly. One more try.
Ooh, Waverly. Those guys are terrible. They're not even a band anymore.
They
you guys
up.
Probably thought that I had really good taste in music.
I did until today.
Until just now.
Now I know right I can't now. Trust you.
Yeah, or you're trying to butter up my co-host, and that's not going to work either.
Unless there's a gift in order for me, which it'll work.
Wait, which song did you say?
He said one more
I'll
try.
I'll get you six candy canes.
I'll take them.
I'll prove that little survey wrong.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jets guy.
Right on, guys. Have a good one.
You
Bye.
Too. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
How about light bulbs?
Light bulbs!
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Awesome guess! It's incorrect.
Dang it.
But
is
thanks
it
for
towels?
Trying. It's not towels. That was good, too. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, 505-338-3700, the phone number. You won't be doing this till later. But the average household will buy or receive six of these this year. Static.
Would it be Christmas cards?
Christmas cards!
Oh.
Oh! It's not.
That's a great guess, though.
That was a good guess, actually.
Oh. That's
a good guess.
The answer is actually Thanksgiving cards.
Nope. That's not the answer.
Yeah, because we're
I
this
was
year.
Like, no way!
This year, we're going to start celebrating Thanksgiving.
What kind
all of
family
us.
Is that?
Yeah, it's a weird
American?
Family.
American?
Nope.
American. Yeah. Good old American.
Good old America. American. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. All right. This weekend, Sunday night, Calvary Santa Fe. Sarah Kelly's going to be playing a show. We got tickets for you if you'd like to go.
A little later in the year.
You got to answer our trivia question. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. Can I guess?
What do you mean, can you guess? You called in. Of course you can guess.
Bill?
Yeah.
Bill? Quit walking up behind people and pulling on their shirt to get their attention. I thought you were a little kid yesterday.
I am.
Because I'm pretty sure that you stopped doing that to get people's attention when you quit being a little kid.
Fine. You're not getting any donuts.
Oh, you jerk! You ruined it, Matt!
Good. We don't need them.
Oh, we do!
Our bodies aren't ready.
National Donut Day!
Our bodies aren't ready.
Ah!
You can bring them to Doug. Bring the donuts to Doug. Support Doug.
I promise if you bring them, I won't let Matt eat a single one. He's trying to watch his figure anyways.
I gotta watch my girlish figure.
I don't think he can. CrossFit said no.
CrossFit said, don't you eat that. Don't you eat that.
Is this a long story?
What?
I said, is this a long story?
No.
No.
I want to guess.
Okay, you won't be doing it till later this year, but the average household will buy or receive six of these this year.
People over 100 years old.
Oh, my gosh. that's
pretty
incorrect.
Good. I like
okay.
it.
Way to okay, love it. You. Bye-bye.
Love you,
too, bro. 505-338.
Well, that was the answer to yesterday's
that
midday.
That was yesterday's midday trivia question during Trivia Thursday with Mitch. Oh, way to listen in all the time. That's awesome.
We like that.
You won't be doing this till later this year, but the average household will buy or receive six of these this year. What is it? If you can give us the answer, we got a family four-pack of tickets to see Sarah Kelly.
Light bulbs was a good guess.
That was a good guess. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it fireworks for 4th of July?
Oh, snap.
Is
see?
That it?
Okay. Okay. Not at all.
That's bummer. That's not. Bye, guys.
Bummer.
Thanks for calling.
Bummer.
Down. All right.
Fireworks.
Static!
Yeah. That's not it either.
Is it pager minutes?
No, it's not pager
minutes.
You
would only need six.
That's a pretty good one.
Is it prepaid phone cards?
It's not unless you're in the Walter White household. Yes.
Well.
Static!
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, before I guess, if I win, can the tickets go to the next person that calls?
Totally. Yes. Totally.
Okay.
All right.
So, my wonderful guess, hopefully it's right. Candles?
Oh, candles!
Is that it?
You are not right at all. I'm
That's
sorry.
A good guess.
That was
man.
A really
What's
good
up with
guess.
The buzzer, Steve-O? That's mean.
I know. Well, no, I mean, it's wrong.
We are
wrong.
Offensive here. We will tell you.
Yeah, so
we'll
I'm just going to.
Tell gonna, you when you're wrong.
Yeah, that's what happens.
He likes
okay,
offending
okay.
people.
When you're wrong,
bye.
You're wrong. All right, bye, buddy. Static!
Hi, is it Christmas presents?
Christmas presents!
That's what
Survey says!
I guessed that earlier.
Ah.
I said, is it presents?
It's not Christmas presents.
It's also, is it socks? Is it pairs of socks?
Why did she hang up? Am I being too mean?
Well, you said you like being offensive to people. You like offending
I did not,
others.
I don't like offending others.
Your actions say otherwise.
Oh, man. That is so... Exactly!
No.
Static. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Is it Strands of Christmas Lights?
Strands of Christmas Lights! Finally, somebody got it wrong! That is so wrong. I'm sorry. So
thanks,
not
guys.
Right. All right, man.
Bye.
All right. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Hello. Cool. Hang it up. 505-338-3700. Our midday girl has had like 17 guesses.
Any of them right?
No, but some good ones that I refuse to say. Nope. Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope. And no. No, Mitch!
Same with my bride. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
No one's getting this.
It's not pairs of socks.
It's not pairs of socks. Trivia question. You won't be doing it till later this year, but the average household will buy or receive six of these this year. If you have a guess, we will give you, we got four tickets to Sarah Kelly this Sunday night in Santa Fe.
Bottles of sunscreen.
Are we ready? Static.
I'm talking about the trivia question.
All right.
Anybody getting it?
Nobody's gotten it.
I'm going to go with fruitcakes.
Fruitcakes!
I said that too.
Nope.
Dang
sorry.
It.
That was
all
a
right.
really good guess, though. That was a really, really good guess. That was
thanks.
Good. All right. See, I'm going to be more positive and encouraging.
Is it bottles of Advil?
No. No, it's not. But that was a really good guess.
Is it six packs of hard liquor?
No. Hard liquor does not come in six packs.
Maybe where you buy it.
Static!
Hello. Is it gift cards?
Oh, gift cards!
That's a great guess.
That is an absolute great guess!
Not right.
It's not. I'm
apparently,
sorry.
The answer is not answerable.
It's so easy!
Mm-hmm.
It's
to the
so
man that
easy.
Read the sheet of paper.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten this. I wouldn't have. Static!
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, turkey!
Turkeys! Yeah!
Gobble, gobble.
It's
you're
not
wrong.
It. That's not it. I'm sorry. That's not it. That was close. That was really close. That's
hi.
Not, it's not close at all. Static!
Hey, is it Christmas decorations?
Christmas decorations! Survey says... Producer Doug, you're giving the thumbs up. Are you sure? We'll go with
Christmas decorations.
Nice. It's Christmas
well,
ornaments.
Ornaments. Ornaments
it's
specifically.
It's Christmas ornaments, but our producer Doug gave the thumbs up, so we're gonna hand it to you.
That's cool.
You got it mostly right.
Man, so close, everybody, with the lights and the
yeah
socks.
Yeah.
So you can't go to the show, so you want me to give them away to the next person?
Yep, for sure.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
That's cool.
Thanks for playing
right,
and being generous. Paying it forward on this Friday.
Oh, we got a story
if you'd
for
like
you.
To go to Sarah Kelly this Sunday night, the next person that calls me is going to score these tickets.
For free.
Static.
Hey, is it Pies?
We already got a guest, but can you go to Sarah Kelly this Sunday night in Santa Fe?
Oh, actually, I probably can, yeah.
Okay, cool, because somebody just guessed Christmas ornaments, and that was it, but he can't go to the show and wanted to give them to our next caller.
Woo, awesome.
That's so now you have to go to a fine dining establishment and buy somebody's meal for Pay It Forward Friday, because they did that for you. Now you have to keep it going somehow.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
You have to buy somebody's tires at a tire shop.
Okay, he needs
you
new tires.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to do any of
you
that.
You have to take down my name and bank account information and transfer $4.3 million if you ever want to see your family again.
It's Pay It Forward Friday!
I don't think that's how Pay It Forward works. Did I get it right? Hang on, let me try again. Do you have a pet?
She's trying to talk. Will you shut up, Jimmy Fallon?
Yes.
Can I actually give someone a gift card for a dinner for two at Moss Tapas y Vino?
Yes.
Awesome. I'd like to do that then.
That's okay. Awesome. Just make it out to Matt Lott.
Stop it right now. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you to our producer, Doug, and he's going to get all your information for this family four-pack of tickets. You're going to the show this Sunday night, and he'll figure out the rest for you as well.
Awesome.
So there you
go. Thank you.
Woo! There you go. You know what? I like that. Somebody won something, and
they
now they're
it.
Gifting something to somebody else. So
that's
we'll definitely
cool.
be playing your chance to score that gift card coming up a little later this morning. We also have one of the most incredible Pay It Forward Friday stories I've read in a long time.
Yes.
It's coming up right around the corner. Also, Jets guy in Rio, his request for some Waverly. Yeah. That's coming up as well.
Love it, love it, love
it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
We're being very diligent about traffic.
Heck yeah, we are.
Because we care. There's construction at I-25 in Paseo. And that's all I have to report this morning. Again, if you are driving, keep up the good work.
Everybody's
You're
on
doing
vacation.
Great.
No one's
You're a professional
town.
Driver. You probably would win awards if people were watching you right now.
Truth.
So put a smile on your face and keep driving like an ace.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Jolene. She turned 4 today.
Jolene.
Happy birthday to Jolene.
Jolene.
Shout out to
Happy
her.
Happy birthday, Jolene.
Got a call from her mom.
Happy birthday, Jolene.
Thanks, producer Doug.
Happy birthday,
said,
Jolene.
Shout out to my baby.
Shout
She's
out
four.
To you, Jolene.
She loves you guys. She listens every day.
Happy birthday.
I don't
birthday.
Know if she said that. No? Okay, cool.
She listens every day. She's our
every
biggest
day.
Fan.
Biggest fan.
Say
Huge.
It's your birthday, Jolene.
Huge fan. All right. Well, we gave away some tickets last hour, and what happened was pretty cool, because dude won and said, hey, I can't make the show, so will you please pass them on to the next caller?
Yes.
The next caller was like, what? You're giving me tickets?
What?
We're like, heck yeah, we are, courtesy of this dude. And she was like, well then, can I give you guys a gift card to a restaurant to give away? And we're like, heck yeah, Pay
yes,
It Forward Friday.
Yes.
I found a Pay It Forward Friday story of epic proportions.
Epic proportion.
It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Trying to find the music, and so I have. It's graduation time. Kids are graduating from high school. Zach Rudiger. He was about to graduate from Herman High School in Gasconade County, Missouri.
Hey!
And just days before his graduation, last week, his father suddenly passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. Zach lost his mom in 2012, and he admits it made him grow up a lot faster than anyone ever should have to. Well, this last week, graduation... He's kicking it there. And all 68 students walked up to receive their diploma. And as they walked up to receive their diploma, they handed the principal some cash. Well, Zach noticed what was happening, that people were handing over cash. Thought that was part of what was happening.
He was probably like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't bring any cash.
Oh, he did.
So he actually emptied his pockets as well because he saw everybody else handing out cash. It wasn't until after graduation that he was told that the money was for him.
Mm.
The deputy superintendent for the school district said students raised more than $800 just from those 68 seniors.
Man, that's freaking cool.
Grabbing, yeah.
That's awesome.
Just the $5 or the $10 or the $20 that they had in their pocket.
Just helping them out.
Just paying it forward. And so he raised a little more than $800. Saw that story and I was like, good story, man. It's pretty good.
Yep.
So, yeah, pray for that, dude. Pray for, gosh, I can't even fathom. But the generosity of his classmates, he said, was overwhelming and pretty cool story. So, Pay It Forward Friday, if you have any rad Pay It Forward Friday stories. I was really stoked this morning to, again, hear some Pay It Forward awesomeness from a listener who won some tickets and decided to give them away to the next caller, who in turn handed us a gift card. So guess what? We're going to be giving that away.
Yep.
Your chance to score that coming up. We also have a culture shock on the way from Young the Giant. We got some Andrew Rip. Great music for you on this Friday. Also, question of the day posted Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Hey, y'all. What y'all doing today?
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome. It is 8:30 Mountain Time. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah.
Oh. Dude, if you missed it last night... NBA Finals Game 1. I gotta tell you, man. There's been some great little tweets and Instagram photos. LeBron James went down! Man down.
Man down, sir.
He was carried off the court with cramps in the closing minutes of the opener, and he left a few times during the game, and... it started to go poorly for Gatorade until one person reminded them, LeBron James doesn't work for Gatorade.
Boom. Not sponsored by Gatorade.
Last night, LeBron carried off the court with cramps in the closing minutes of Game 1 of the 2014 NBA Finals. He immediately became the number one target on Twitter.
Well, here's the thing, though. He has, like, a history of kind of being babied when it comes to injuries, right?
Yeah. So, last night, it all began when a random dude on Twitter said, "Hey, Gatorade, where's all your sports science magic for preventing cramps in your number one client at King James?"
Ooh.
Which is, you know, LeBron's...
That's his Twitter.
LeBron's Twitter. To which Gatorade replied, at Ryan... BQ, that's his name. Person cramping wasn't our client. Our athletes can take the heat.
Oh my gosh.
See, LeBron James is actually an endorser of the competitor Powerade, not Gatorade.
Not Gatorade.
And that didn't end because people apparently can't tell the difference between Powerade and Gatorade.
Right.
So Gatorade's official Twitter was blown up last night. Another dude said, "At Gatorade, with the game this hot, we're right at home. With your spokesperson cramped out, hashtag fail." And Gatorade said back to that dude, "Well, this is awkward, dot, dot, dot. We don't sponsor him. Fail." Dude, whoever is writing for Gatorade's Twitter...
They nailed it.
Genius.
Yeah, Gatorade's like, "We hired the best social media guy."
Yeah, another dude...
Or girl.
At Lazy Bum Drew said, "Where were you when LeBron needed you at Gatorade?" And Gatorade responded, "At Lazy Bum Drew, we were waiting on the sidelines, but he prefers to drink something else."
Gosh. Good grief.
It went on and on and on. In fact, it rolled into athletes who are sponsored by Gatorade jumping in, yep. Like Prince Amakamara. Plays for the Giants, right? I think he played for the... Who does he play for? Prince? I can't even remember who he plays for now.
He said, hopefully LeBron switches to at Gatorade, hashtag electrolytes.
Oh,
and Gatorade said, at Prince, you've always had good taste, Prince.
Oh, man.
Randy Moore, he is a golfer. Professional. It says, no cramping on the Gatorade page. Some great replies, though. My fave so far, hashtag well done. And posted a tweet that Gatorade had earlier. And Gatorade said, thanks, Randy. We've been hydrating all day. We never cramp.
Oh. Man, Gatorade don't stop.
Yeah.
When it comes to Twitter.
At Athlete Motivation said, every athlete knows Gatorade is good at any time of the day. And Gatorade responded, especially during important games. Oh, man, Powerade feeling the heat, and you would think they would respond somehow, some way, and Powerade's official Twitter account saluted him earlier in the game, not since Gatorade has begun this tirade of hilarity, but he joined MJ and Kobe Bryant as the only players to reach 4,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists for the postseason career, and Powerade said, consistency, unselfishness, and a drive to succeed. Congrats at King James on 4,000-plus points and 1,000-plus assists in the postseason. Hashtag power through. And then moments later, he went down and left the floor, and Gatorade, hashtag wins.
Hashtag winning, hashtag awesome.
It's all in the way you market it, man. Hilarious marketing. Because,
yeah, and social media
is witty.
You have to have somebody that can walk that line,
yeah.
Because if they say one thing,
yeah.
It becomes, it's like
negative,
the internet is like, the collective bully waiting to pounce.
Absolutely.
So just waiting.
So is Gatorade bullying LeBron James, you think, right now?
No.
By saying, hey, we don't cramp. Hey, our athletes are hydrated.
I mean, they're a brand, and he obviously went. I bet they had talks at one point.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's Gatorade.
Right.
When you think of sports drink, you don't necessarily think of any other one except Gatorade.
Right.
Which is why people had that misconception.
That, oh, well, LeBron James must be sponsored by Gatorade.
Because they're the biggest one.
Right. Nope.
But Powerade, which is owned by Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Which tastes like
LeBron.
They mix Gatorade and Coca-Cola.
Interesting. Didn't we have a story about how Powerade had some weird stuff going on with it recently?
Really? Yeah.
I can't remember. Maybe we didn't talk
Producer
about it, but I think
Doug,
I remember
he knows all.
Reading it. But, yeah, so I don't think it's bullying because, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just brands messing with reps for other brands. I don't think that necessarily qualifies. I mean, because what are they going to do? What's the worst that could happen? LeBron could be like, okay, fine, I'll come represent you. How much will you pay me?
Right.
What's going to happen?
Right.
You
no,
know?
It's true.
Is he going to get his feelings hurt because he's getting millions of dollars from Powerade?
Do you think we're going to start seeing this more and more, like Nike and Adidas tweeting back and forth, or like McDonald's and Burger King? Like,
I don't see why we wouldn't. I think it's smart. If you, and see, that's, that kind of shows the prowess of the brand.
Yeah.
Because if the brand can execute this kind of social media, like picking at somebody,
mm-hmm.
and it not come across as total jerks,
like,
and
trolling.
It be witty, you
right.
know, it's trolling, but it's like walking that line, and it's like, dang, they're doing a really good job right now.
Yeah.
Then it just makes them look even better.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in on that. But, yeah. They stopped putting flame-retardant chemicals in the drink. That's it.
Well, so, you know what they say. A flame retardant will definitely take out the heat. Here it is.
Oh. That's it. That's the one.
Maybe he just had some old bottles.
Gosh.
He had some stuff that they
Poor
had sent
LeBron
a few
James.
Months ago. That's what happened.
Cramping up last night. It was above 90 degrees in the arena last night because the AC went out.
That's nuts.
People were just sweating last
was
night during
in,
the finals.
Was it in San Antonio?
San
or was
Antonio.
It in, okay.
It was in San Antonio.
Either
but they
place.
Showed, right. They showed the temperature. It was like in Miami outside, it was like 80 degrees. In San Antonio outside, it was like 83 degrees. Inside the arena, it was like 90-something degrees. Yeah.
No.
I just can't even fathom.
No.
I mean, people look slow. They were tired. Everybody in the stands are like fanning. So I get it. They were exhausted, sitting there. But kudos to the hilarious person behind that Twitter account immediately jumped on it and said, no, we are not allowing them to get us mixed up with Powerade. So, funny stuff. Coming up, got some more stuff to give away this morning. It is Pay It Forward Friday. Hang out with us. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. With every letter I
read, I see their desperate... Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Yep.
Good morning, happy Friday.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo, and Meeshers.
Hi.
Or Middays with Mitch.
Yeah, well.
Are you getting ready for the midday?
Totally. Yes, I am.
Good.
Just warming up my voice right now. Just warming up my voice. That's it. Nope. Not falling for this.
Nope, nope, nope.
Hey, did you know that every minute Americans attain one of these?
Oh, snap.
They acquire one of these? Every minute.
Is it another dollar in debt?
Nope.
Every minute they acquire
one. Americans acquire one of these. They get one of these.
A car.
Nope. Every minute.
Cell phone bill.
48,000 of these every minute. Just go, 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 and go, and go. Do you want me to give you the giveaway word?
Phone call. Text message.
They download.
Oh, a song.
Nope.
An app.
Yep.
A map.
Yes, it's a map.
Yes, a map.
A map? It's a map?
A map, yeah. They're Atlas. They need... No, it's an app. 48,000 a minute in America.
Wow. GPS, man. Revolutionized the world.
It really
did. Geocaching.
Speaking of revolutionizing the world, it's the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I found some amazing facts.
Yeah.
That I would love to share. Because it's pretty cray. When you think about all the things that happened and that had to happen, it's pretty incredible. I just started reading through some of them, and I knew some of it, but it was like, wow, the history behind it and what happened 70 years ago today.
70 years ago.
70 years!
That's a long time ago.
But because of what happened that day, we're not all speaking German. So,
right.
Very thankful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so, German's a beautiful language.
Yeah, you know, but it'd
beautiful.
Be great to learn it as a second language and not forced because that was our native tongue.
True.
So,
true.
Just saying.
Yeah. It was the turning point of the war.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. The final push that eventually ended it and ended the Axis powers and left history as we know it.
Yeah, there you go. Mitch, what do you got coming up today? It's Friday. You just got here, so I'm springing
stuff
on you.
You know what? I just got here, so yeah. I don't know just yet.
You are supposed to be.
I'm still working on my coffee right now. Just working on that. That's my starting point. And from there, you know, we're going to see. We're going to see what's going to happen. Maybe I'll give away some Sarah Kelly tickets. Do we have more of those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
We really do.
Got
some stuff to give away. It is Friday. I have a game.
Okay. I like games, especially
I do
at 9 a.m.
As well.
Here's what we're going to do, because I love pitting you guys against each other.
Oh,
for...
you do.
It's called Word Spy, and here's what you guys have to do. I'm going to give you guys a word.
Okay.
You have to give me the definition of the word.
Oh, no.
These are new words making their way into modern language in 2014.
Steve, well, I make up words all the time. I'm not going to get any of these right.
You're going to get all of them right. Hey,
I hear words and I make up my own definition for them. I'm like, that's what that means.
You guys, ladies first?
Ladies first.
Okay. Mitch, your word is droney.
Droney is when somebody... It's a droid that is acting... A fake droid. A droney.
A droney.
Yes, a fake droid.
A fake? Oh, like a phony and a...
Phony droid.
You know what? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Tao?
A droney.
A droney.
Is it a doctor that likes My Little Pony?
Gosh, they were both so wrong. But Doug, who gets the point on that one? What do you think? A fake droid, a droney, or a doctor that loves My Little Pony, a droney?
It's pretty great.
Who are you going to give it to? Come on.
Doug?
We don't have time for this. Of course, producer Doug's going to give it to Mateo.
Yeah, of course he is.
We have a friendship.
1-0. 1-0.
Okay. Well, let's just see how those weekend programs are going along, Doug.
Oh, man.
Shit, remember your friend over there that just threatened you.
Okay. New word in 2014. I let you go first last time, so Taylor, okay. You going Thank first you. On
Yo
this
time.
One.
Donuts just showed up. Thanks,
Ladies
Michael.
Ladies first.
A tweet storm.
Tweet storm. A tweet storm is kind of what happened with the Gatorade thing last night. An event happens, and then people just jump all over it.
Have you ever seen birds?
What?
The Edgar Allan. No, is it? No, it's Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
Birds. Tweet
so
storm.
A tweet storm is a flurry of birds attacking humans.
Yes.
Teo gets the point. It's a flurry of Twitter posts from a particular person or about a particular topic.
Wait, hold on.
In which
I
case, you know.
What was the droney? I don't remember what the actual definition was.
Yeah, what was droney?
Oh, I didn't tell you guys.
Hey.
It was a video self-portrait taken by a self-controlled drone. It's a drone taking a selfie. It's a drone and a selfie.
That
a
makes droney. Sense.
Droney.
Like
a
the
droney.
Thing on Mars. The
yeah.
little...
Yeah.
Little
Got
road, little
it.
Road. So that's a real word. So
that's
there you go.
Crazy.
Sorry. Hey, thanks for keeping me on time.
Just playing games here on this Friday.
Okay, how about this? Your word, digital tattoo.
A tattoo that's photoshopped on.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Could it be?
Okay, so
this is a real phrase that people are using in 2014.
Digital tattoo. It's, I don't know. Man, it's like the way you design your social media stuff, a certain characteristic that you have on all your things, like a watermark or something.
Ooh, okay. All right, here's the answer. Doug, you're going to have to help me. Who gets this one? Because a digital tattoo is the difficult-to-remove digital imprint a person creates by posting information online and accessing online resources.
Oh, so it's like a digital footprint.
Yeah, it's kind of like your footprint.
Got it.
But it's the tattoo. They've called it a tattoo at
a
this
tattoo,
point because it's hard to remove.
That's trendy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I got that one.
Can I just have 1 point?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Mitch with the point.
Mitch with the point.
I just wanted one.
Last word. Last word.
Okay.
Well, wait. Okay.
Game is word spy.
Okay.
I'm giving you the word. You give me the definition of what this word means because it's real.
All right.
Eruptionist.
Okay, eruptionist. Why'd you turn around for? Why'd you turn around? Why? Neither of you are looking at me.
It's a new word in 2014.
Eruptionist is somebody who just explodes with emotion.
That was my guess.
Over social media.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, Michelle, you have to come up with something entirely different.
That's all I was going to say.
Interruptionist.
Well, no, I can't do this.
Come on.
It is
something outlandish.
Okay,
just go.
Well, have you ever heard of Scientology?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. These are the people. They think that we all were alien souls that went into a volcano.
Okay.
And what happens is that all of the... So, Scientologists, they go up to these volcanoes and they wait for the king of the Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard, also known as the Eruptionist, to come and meet them. But it hasn't happened yet. So, he is the L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay. Okay.
Is it Ron L. Hubbard?
Everybody wanted to give her the point for being clever.
Yes.
Do you want the actual definition?
What is it?
A person who believes that life on Earth can or will be mostly destroyed by a massive volcanic eruption.
I win! Yeah!
Nicely done!
Awesome.
Nicely done!
Is it L. Ron Hubbard? It's L. Ron Hubbard, right? That's
yes,
his name?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Tom Cruise was on Jimmy Fallon last night, but
okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so L. Ron Hubbard, they believe we all came from the volcano.
And these people believe that life on Earth will be mostly, if not all, destroyed by a massive volcanic eruption.
Like Mount
An eruptionist.
Yosemite.
Yeah.
Just going up.
There you go. Nicely done, Middays with Mitch. Yeah.
Thanks.
That's close.
Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah. 10 to 3 every single weekday. You can catch her. And coming right back, you can catch some All Get Out. Also, Jordan Felice.
Are we going to...
Your boy.
Yeah, my boy from Nashville.
Yeah.
Independent style. Check him out. Are we going to give away these gift cards that our listener
I feel
paid
we are.
It forward?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that's going to have to happen. Okay. Sometime soon.
Sometime soon.
Soon-ish. Keep it locked right here. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Let's check on the road, see if you people are still being good. I got a list, I'm checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. I'm Traffic Santa. Looks like we got a bunch of goodies out there. Goodies! Oh, man. Construction at I-25 in Paseo. That's all I need
to report.
That's
literally it.
That's it. Like, I just reloaded the map and...
Thank you, summer, and everybody being on vacation.
Yeah, that must be it. Probably the majority of the populace of Albuquerque is not here. Yeah. And that's why things are going so great.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I'm going to drive to Colorado. If we check the map for Denver right now, I'd be like...
It's a mess. It's a mess out there.
This is true. This is true. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Team Awesome Morning Party joining us in studio. Mitch from
Hi.
Middays with Mitch.
What's up?
Kicking it?
Yeah, you know.
You know.
That's how we do.
We're getting serious.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with that.
You know, it is June 6th. Mm-hmm. 70 years since D-Day.
Ooh.
Today marks 70 years. 70.
70 years.
So think about this. Batman is 75 years old.
Mm.
DC is celebrating the anniversary in July. You know, they're going to commemorate with a free comic retelling of Detective Comics 27. So Batman was 5 years in existence when D-Day hit.
Crazy.
I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about stuff like that. But today marks 70 years since D-Day, when the Allied forces landed on Normandy's beaches and began to push Hitler's army all the way back to Germany. I found some amazing D-Day facts because, you know, being that it was 70 years ago in our history, if I asked you guys about D-Day, how much do we really know? How much could we commemorate? How much could we talk about? I think maybe Doug, because he watches all Ken Burns' documentary things. I only watched the baseball one.
Old Doug in there.
Yeah, I need to.
He's a learned scholar.
He is.
He is.
Mitch didn't even see Saving Private Ryan, so...
No, you know, just didn't... It didn't sound interesting.
It didn't appeal to you?
No.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Matt Damon.
I just didn't...
Matt Damon! Come on.
Matt Damon. Why does he sound like...
I don't know.
Why does he sound like that, guys?
Ask Trey Parker and...
Yeah, I thought I would, actually.
Yeah. So
you got them on speed dial?
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
The movie was fantastic.
And I'm sure I like it now.
So, 70 years today, D-Day. Well, about 3,200 reconnaissance missions were launched in the run-up to the invasion to take photos of vital locations. In the summer of 1943, an early copy of the plans blew out of a window in Norfolk House, London.
Ooh,
a man who was passing
scenario.
By, yeah. Dude, a man who was passing by handed them in saying his sight was too bad to read them.
Wow.
So he kind of just gave them back.
That's good.
That is good.
D-Day was originally set for June 5th, but had to be postponed for 24 hours because of bad weather. Imagine the lack of sleep that night.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, you're preparing, and it's like rain delay.
That's funny, because I was about to say, because of inclement weather?
Yeah.
And that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Inclement weather.
Speaking of that, because of the inclement weather, though, Field Marshal Erwin Rommel, who was in charge of defending northern France from the expected invasion, he was at home in Germany celebrating his wife's 50th birthday because he was told the sea was too rough for a landing. So they were like, meh.
Right.
Ain't going to worry about that. In fact, Adolf Hitler was asleep when the invasion arrived, and no one wanted to wake him up because it was Hitler, and who's going to wake up Hitler? And they said that vital time was lost in sending reinforcements because people
wake him up.
Hey, who's going to go wake up Darth Vader to tell him that the Rebel Alliance is attacking the Death Star? Are you kidding me? I don't want to get force choked out. Oh, well, man. Guess what? America.
We don't either.
The night before the landings, Prime Minister Winston Churchill said to his wife, "Do you realize that by the time you wake up in the morning, 20,000 men may have been killed?"
Wow.
Gosh.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
On the eve of battle, Eisenhower told his troops, You are about to embark upon a great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Wow. It was a different time then.
It was absolutely a different time. June 6th, 1944, 70 years ago. D-Day. Many paratroopers that day were dropped in the wrong places, including U.S. Private John Still. His parachute famously became snagged on the church steeple at Saint-Mier-Église. I don't know how to say it. Mm-hmm. He was trapped for 2 hours before being taken prisoner.
Oh, my gosh.
At 3 a.m., 1,900 Allied bombers attacked German lines. A staggering 7 million pounds of bombs were dropped that day.
Wow.
A total of... Yeah.
That's nuts.
10,521 combat aircraft flew a total of 15,000... not miles, but rounds, if you will, on D-Day, with 113 lost. That's not bad, considering 10,520 were flown. The flat bottom landing craft were originally designed to rescue flood victims on the Mississippi River in the United States.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. U.S. troops were went ashore on the landing beaches at 6:31 a.m., followed an hour later by the British and Canadians on their beaches. There were 61,715 British troops.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can change that back. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. 21,400 Canadian soldiers and 73,000 Americans stormed the beaches that day. The first American to make it to Normandy was Captain Frank Lilleyman, who parachuted in. He was wounded later in the day, won the Medal of Valor, continued to serve in the military until 1968, retiring at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel, and then he died in 1971, 3 years after his retirement. Defenses on the beach included concrete gun emplacements, wooden stakes, mines, anti-tank obstacles, barbed wire, booby traps. Around 50,000 German troops opposed the landing forces that day.
Man.
This happened 70 years ago as they're storming these beaches. Think about that. The heaviest losses were on Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
U.S. forces suffered 2,000 casualties. Canadian forces met heavy resistance on Juneau as well. In the first hour... the chance of becoming a casualty, take a guess. One in, how many soldiers do you think lost their lives in the first hour?
I'd say one in three.
I was going to say one in two or three.
One in two.
One in two.
One in two, the first hour of the invasion. The newly developed drug penicillin went with troops on D-Day and saved thousands of lives. How about this? This is crazy. Random fact about D-Day. Condoms were issued to soldiers. Here's why. They were used for covering the end of their rifles to keep them dry because of the weather.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't that crazy? That
makes sense.
70 years ago. Despite setbacks, including the failure to capture the city of Caen, D-Day saw the Allies establish a successful beachhead from which they could continue the invasion of Normandy. By the evening of the first day, along with more than 150,000 men, 20,000 vehicles had been landed and stormed the area. High command thought a successful landing would cost 10,000 dead and 30,000 wounded. 30,000 stretchers and 60,000 blankets were issued for that. Total Allied casualties on D-Day were actually much lighter than they feared, around 10,000, with 4,572 killed, including 1,641 Brits. The Germans are estimated to have lost about 9,000 troops that day.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, dude. Something to think about today. It is Pay It Forward Friday. You know, we have a lot of fun on the show, but being that it is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, we wanted to talk about that. So so you guys would have that on your hearts and minds today because America.
Yeah.
Freedoms. The freedoms that we enjoy right now. We don't think about what it cost and the history of this incredible nation and how we have the liberty to talk about Jesus Christ. On a radio station, you can't do that everywhere in the world.
Nope.
We have those religious freedoms, and thanks to everyone who fights for this country, to the family members of those who lost their lives for this great nation, it's an incredible reminder of what took place 70 years ago. So, we got a phone call on line one.
Okay.
Moving on, transitioning. It's going to be interesting to see how this transition works.
Oh, okay.
Static!
Hey, guys. Matt from Albuquerque.
From Albuquerque!
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Fantastic. Commemorating D-Day.
Did you realize we had...
I was listening to that, yes.
Yeah, did you realize we had Mitch here in studio?
Yeah, I can hear. How you doing, Mitch?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Long time no talk.
I know. Well, like a whole week or
a whole week.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
What is new?
And I was hearing you guys talk about how other places in the world, they can't talk about, you know, religious beliefs, and that's definitely true. That reminds me back to series in my church, Sagebrush. My pastor was going over that. I think it was in, I forgot what country it said. I guess Christians were getting arrested for it, and they were getting murdered for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just so thankful that in the United States of America, that I can at least, you know, share the love of Jesus Christ with everybody here. I mean, I can share it through this wonderful radio station that I call in.
Yeah.
I can share it at school. I can share it anywhere. It's just so awesome here. I mean, I love this country. And also, I know how a lot of people are giving their lives by serving.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, Jason Gonzalez, he was my Verizon representative for quite a while, surfing, saying that on the air, but yes, he's out there in Germany.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, right now, he's out there serving. Thanks for him going out there. He's an awesome guy, you know. Haven't seen him in a while, but I would just say he's serving out there, I mean.
There you go.
Very cool.
Can we play a song for you, Matthew?
Oh, of course, guys. It's more I would like, I haven't heard this one in quite a while. You guys have House of Gold by 21 Pilots?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You think you guys could play that for me?
Of course.
Totes.
All right, I will talk to you all next week.
All right, guys,
all you out there listening, wish me all luck Monday, because I'm going to be doing some summer workouts with the Hawks football.
Oh, nice. Snap. Go Hawks!
Stay hydrated. Woo! Don't drink Powerade.
And make them stay hydrated.
You can do it. Yeah. I believe in you.
All right. I sure will.
All right.
Hey, you guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
There he is.
Oops.
Jinx. I win.
Jinx again. Wait. Just kidding. I didn't say jinx with you.
Yeah, but okay.
I was quoting Frozen, and then it...
Never saw it! There you go. It is Friday. Team Awesome Morning Party hanging out with you. We got Mitch in studio.
Hey.
Catch her every day from 10 to 3.
Yeah.
It'll be a good day today. Yeah.
Even this day.
Even today.
June 6, 2014. Coming up, we've got some Angels and Airwaves. Right now, by request, our friends and yours.
Yes.
I love these guys. Some 21 Pilots from Matthew from Albuquerque. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy...
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Random song, press button-ish stuff, because Mitch decided to leave, but she's still here.
She came back.
Rocky!
Oh, she just came back for her shoes.
Turning her mic on, because she's here.
Mitch, sit down.
I was leaving the room, and I forgot my shoes were still in here, so I had to come back.
Have a seat and hang with us, gal.
I gotta prepare for my show.
Aww. I've got something to help you prepare. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. I have no idea what he's saying.
What's Doug saying?
Random phone call, go. Static.
Good morning!
Good morning!
So, I have noticed that there has been an extreme lack there of fun jokes on Friday.
Oh my gosh.
I take it upon myself to help you guys and make everyone's day just 15 more times awesome.
15 more times, yes.
Okay. The first one I got... I used to think the brain was the most important organ. Then I thought, look at what's telling me that.
What? Repeat
okay,
that joke.
Maybe that was a little too much. Let me try again.
Okay.
If you want to catch a squirrel, just climb a tree and act like a nut.
Okay. I get it.
It was good. Yeah.
And then you kill vegetarian vampires with a stake to the heart.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I get that one.
Okay, fine. I got one more.
One more. Make it good.
Why don't you ever see hippopotamus riding in trees? Because they are really good at it.
Oh. There you go.
That was the best.
I got like 1,000 more of these.
You got a good life.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye-bye. It is Friday. Here's the thing. We need to seize the day. It's Friday. You know, sometimes we get excited because it's Friday, but then we realize we got to get through this day.
Yeah.
Like you're preparing for middays.
Yeah. But I'm not, it's not like, oh.
I wanted to give you some tips to help you because we're almost done with the show. This is our final break.
Yeah.
And then we're done. I know. You have a whole day ahead of you.
I do.
So here's the thing. These are actually scientifically proven ways to make you lucky?
Oh.
Allegedly, according to this scientific research, you can make your own luck. I choose to believe it's just making you more opportunistic. How's that?
I choose you, Pikachu!
That's what I was going to say!
Oh, no.
Thanks, Ash. Number one, be an opportunity magnet, Michelle.
Okay. Now, I am a magnet of opportunity.
That's good. Some people just seem to attract more opportunities than others, and it's because they're open to new opportunities. They make sure everyone around them knows it as well. For example, if you want to get an offer for a better job,
what do you do?
What do you think is the best way to achieve that?
Make eye contact.
Be confident and buy people a lot of stuff.
Tell everyone you know you're looking for a new job. As word moves throughout your network of colleagues, friends, and relatives, chances are you'll be presented with a number of opportunities.
There you go. Get the word out. Get the word out.
Hey, we're looking for a new midday host.
Oh.
Hey, guys, I'm looking for, you know, I just want to let you guys know, I'm looking for a new job. So if you hear anything.
I'm just looking for a reason to live. If you guys find one. Pass
I've got
it, on.
It. I've got it. I really no. I'm not juking this.
You
I'm
could have.
It. I really could have.
You
I
could
almost
have.
Hit
it
the
music. It's right there.
Number two.
Right there.
This is why I didn't loosen up.
Loosen up, guys. Loosen up.
When people
up.
Are rigid and uptight in their business or their life,
I don't appreciate what you said.
Then only a relatively few things fit into their definition of what constitutes as opportunity.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah? Yeah.
Get it right or pay the price.
No, loosen up.
No.
No.
No, I'm always right. Get it right.
As a result, they let countless opportunities pass them by. If you find your outlook is too narrow, loosen up and allow some serendipity to enter your life.
I didn't like that movie. That movie was dumb, but...
Okay. Okay.
It's like, come on, Kate Beckinsale. Just, you could have done better. You could
maybe not serendipity. Really? But I'll allow some zippity-doo-dah in my life.
Okay. The best opportunities and the greatest sources of quote-unquote luck often arrive from unexpected places at unexpected times. Be open to possibilities rather than shutting them down. Loosen up.
I like it.
All right?
I like that.
All right.
And I like that.
Number three, for your Friday, be outgoing.
Oh, hello.
If you want to be lucky, you can't be a wallflower.
Unless you're Jacob Dylan.
Gosh.
But that's hereditary.
You got to put yourself out there and talk to people, quite possibly in places and ways that you might not normally be comfortable doing. If you're an introvert, you need to make an extra effort to be outgoing.
Okay.
So many people recognize the faults, but they don't do anything to change them. It's like, oh, well, that's just me. I have a lack
it's
of self-esteem.
I
have a this, or I have a, and they don't try and improve upon that or change that. It's no wonder your life's exactly the same.
Where is twerking on the list?
Is it? That's part of outgoing.
According to this scientific research, the more outgoing you are, the more opportunities /
luck
you will attract.
I make my own luck.
Number four, be flexible.
That's what I was gonna say.
Start taking yoga.
Ooh.
No, that's not it.
Or have stretchy arms like this.
Okay. We all make plans in our lives. We want to achieve a particular goal by a particular day. We want to be living in this place by that day. We want this job by that time. Plans are great, but luck doesn't necessarily care what your plans are. In fact, luck follows its own plan.
That's right.
I love how scientists are trying to prove luck.
Lady Luck is partial to the brave.
When a new opportunity presents itself, you got to be agile, ready to modify, change, or throw out altogether whatever plans you've made. The more flexible you are with your future possibilities, the more quote-unquote luck you'll
it's
bring
true.
Into your life.
That was sort of helpful. Thank you.
Hey, Mitch, number five. Finally, yeah. Don't be afraid to fail, girl.
I'm not.
Why do we fall, Master Bruce?
I'm not going to.
So we can pick ourselves back up, Mitch.
Yeah, man. We don't want to get up.
What did you just quote?
Batman.
Oh, see,
the
I wouldn't.
Dark... Well, actually, that was Batman Begins, but.
Batman.
That's not. I would have never
Why
guessed
Why do we
that.
Fall, Master Bruce?
Yeah.
Well, well.
You didn't say it like him.
Yeah, it was Alfred.
That's cool.
But it was his dad first.
Oh.
And then it was like this pivotal moment. You're like,
Hey, Thomas Wayne.
Don't be afraid to fail. When opportunities arrive, we can't be afraid to act on them. Sure, there's always a possibility we might fail, but we can't let the fear of failure rule our lives.
I am not going to fail.
I have a quote for this. Jim Carrey the other day made a... Now, of course, he was at some university... and
it was
wearing
a weird
hat. The acceptance speech. He wasn't wearing a weird hat.
Yes, he was. Yeah, go back and watch it. He was wearing a weird hat.
But to them, it was normal. It was the... Yeah.
And to me, it's weird.
I'm trying to find the quote. But he gave the commencement speech at this certain university. And, of course, he's talking about the universe, like, allowing you to do stuff
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But the quote at the end of his speech was incredible, because he talked about his dad.
Who could have been an incredible comedian.
But his dad played it safe because he wanted to take care of his family. So he took a job in an accounting firm and lost his job 12 years later. And then they had to scrape by for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And then if you know any part of Jim Carrey's story, he like wrote a check to himself when he first started acting for $1 million. And he said, I'm not going to think that I've made it until I can cash this check to myself.
Yeah.
And he did when it happened.
Hmm.
Or he kept it or something. But his quote was, you can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on what you love.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's so true. You can always fail at some job that you don't want.
Right.
Because no matter what...
Like
you
his
know,
dad, the accountant.
Right. Jobs downsize all the time. I mean, look at the housing market. Everybody's always going to need a place to live, so go into real estate. And then the early 2000s happened. It's like, maybe we don't need a place to live. I can save money if I live under that rock right there.
Yes, man.
You know?
But it wasn't a rock.
Don't be afraid to fail. When they arrive, we can't be afraid to act on opportunities. There's always the possibility that we might fail, but we can't let the fear of failure rule our lives. If you focus on the opportunity and put everything you've got into opportunities, chances are you will succeed. And even if you don't, simply pick yourself up, move on to the next opportunity. The faster you fail and move on, the faster you succeed.
It's true.
Of course, you might just succeed with your first opportunity.
You
That'd
never
be nice
know.
Too.
You never know. But it's just important. Like, I think that sentiment of you're going to fail.
Right.
Fail doing something that you're passionate about and that you love.
Agreed.
You know? Because if you just keep hitting bottom and you're at some job you hate, you're just going to be miserable.
Yeah.
So do something great with your time.
You know what you could do with your time that would be great?
What's that?
Go to a concert.
Oh, yeah.
$5, Monday, July 14th. We will all be there. You should, too. Tickets are going very fast. Run River North just wrapped up a tour with the Goo Goo Dolls. They're doing their headlining national tour and driving through Albuquerque. Somehow, some way, they had pity on this nonprofit ministry and said, dude, we'll totally do a show for you guys. Lobo Theater, it's a $5 show. I cannot believe we just secured Run River North.
Pretty nuts.
They just finished their VH1 Buzz set, I believe, yesterday. So they are blowing up. They are everywhere right now.
Yeah,
so.
And this ticket to this specific concert, $5.
$5. Super get your tickets. They are going fast. MyStaticRadio.com. Get there and hang out with us, because we will all be there, of course, for that.
Yeah.
That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast at MyStaticRadio.com. Middays with Mitch up next. What do you got?
Oh, you know, I've been in here the entire time talking, so I haven't really planned anything. So, come on, guys. It's going to be a great journey with
there you
for
go.
The next 5
Great
hours.
Journey. We posted the question of the day, how do you survive and or get out of meetings because they are destroying our lives. On that note, we have to leave because Matt and I have a meeting.
A meeting!
Yeah,
so important.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, share your thoughts, and hang out with Mitch. She's here till 3.
Hey, rad!
That's rad, Mitch.
Until Monday, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
We bid you adieu.
Static.